The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Saturday morning, everybody, March 30th, 2024. Tomorrow's Easter, 710 KNUS. Our Weather Center weather, 65 the high today. Tomorrow, Easter, 63. And on Monday, back to work, it's 45 rain and snow. Double haters. And it is the, by the way, I will be off the next two Saturdays going on a long spring break. A double hater. And I started reading about double haters a few weeks ago. And the notion is a double hater is a group of people in multiple election cycles, and 17 to 18 to 19%, depending on who you read. That's a pretty big chunk, and it's likely to be a tight race. And double haters are people like myself who cannot tolerate either one of them. Also, a judge recommended ex-Trump election lawyer John Eastman be disbarred. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Dick Wadhams. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Good morning, Peter.
What a week. First of all, let's deal with double haters. And I started reading about double haters, people that don't want either Joe Biden or don't want Donald Trump, depending on who's way in measuring. It's all pretty close, about a fifth of eligible voters. That's an important group. Don't want either one. What do you do with that?
Well, I'm not surprised, Peter. In fact, I count myself among them. I don't know that I hate Trump and Biden, but I don't want either one of them to be president. And it's quite the quandary to what to do. And if I've decided what I'm going to do this November, I'm not going to vote for either one of them. I will either leave the presidential race blank, or if there's a legitimate third party candidate, I might vote for that person. But I can't. I voted for Trump twice, Pete. I think you did too.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what he accomplished, but he is not what he was. He's now running. He had a clear agenda in 2016. He doesn't in 2024. He continues to talk about stolen elections.
Yeah.
He says he's going to pardon the people who were convicted of attacking the U.S. Capitol. It could go on and on.
Yeah.
And I just can't stomach it.
Well, and the problem therein, therein lies the problem is, and they're called from my reading that perhaps the most important group voting in 2024. Now, the repetitiveness of what happens in Colorado, I don't believe Donald Trump just has a snowball's chance of winning Colorado. Having said that, the people who say that Colorado was a stolen election is, it's laugh out loud funny. Having said that, you don't want Joe Biden back. And I think RFK Jr. is going to be on the ballot, but I don't know what that does. So people talk about what's down ballot where you vote for other offices. But the double haters might decide the 2024.
Well, I think they will. And, of course, he also, I mean, Trump during the primary, right before he formally won the nomination, he said he did not want anybody who supported Nikki Haley to be involved in his campaign.
Yeah.
And he's made it clear that if you weren't with him during the primary, he doesn't want you anyway.
Yeah. Boy, turning to Colorado, John Eastman, you know, it's interesting. I haven't gotten an apology from anybody. You're not shocked.
No, I'm not.
You think that somebody's going to, you know, write me a note or say it on the radio or anything like that?
Not at all. And Pete, remember, the Colorado Republican Party paid Eastman to represent the party in that lawsuit to try to throw out Proposition 108 and to take away the ability of unaffiliated voters to vote in the Democratic and Republican primaries.
Is he still on the payroll?
Well, the case was thrown out by the federal judge, so it's over. So I doubt if he's still being paid. But he must. The party was allegedly going to raise $200,000 to pay him, and to represent the party. I don't know how much they ultimately raised and ultimately paid him. But no, the federal judge threw out the lawsuit and said it had no credibility. So it didn't, after a 3 or 4 day trial that I testified in, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They got nowhere with that lawsuit.
Well, Eastman now loses his ability to practice law, and that's going to happen within the next couple of days. The court's decision involuntarily revokes his license. And I read the opinion, I read the judge, I read the bar. And so what does Eastman's lawyer do? He attacks the Bar Association.
Eastman put out an email asking for money to support his legal fees on March 28th, just a few days ago. And this was the title of the email, Crucify Him. He equated his disbarment to essentially the crucifixion, which I think that's pretty tacky.
Well, I had my moment with him, but the aftermath, the fallout of that, of him hanging up on me, is something that someday is worth writing about. But it went on. I mean, what they attempted to do, and it's Giuliani, it's Eastman, is then this conspiracy mongering by Trump's proxies, and this is certainly one of them. And they were chanting "Hang Mike Pence," by the way, punching cops and rioting at the Capitol, but they're acting as though none of this was true, and they were trying to stop Pence. And it was some cockamamie scheme that this guy Eastman schemes up. And in the aftermath of that, Dick, well, I think you know some of it, but it wasn't pretty. And like I said, I don't think I'll get one of those. I was told they were going to take out the trash on me and the rest of it that went with it. And now we'll see. But I don't expect an apology. Donald Trump.
No, I'm sure not.
Yeah, Donald Trump selling Bibles. What do you do with that?
Oh, it's just it's not surprising. And of course, it's his loyalists think that's just wonderful. So there you go.
What if he were selling the Quran?
Oh, I doubt if that would be very well received.
You know, it's just, and I understand the double hater part of this, and I really feel it. I can't watch Joe Biden, and I realize that. Democrats, you know, as I said earlier, we had a call while we were talking. They've turned in almost like this socialist workers' party, some Trotskyist organization. Then I have no idea how to define the Republican Party. It just has lost its definition, and it's become a cult for Donald Trump. So what's a reasonable person to do right now?
Well, that is exactly what it's become. It's become a Trump cult, and there is no room in those who control the party today for anyone that doesn't totally adhere and buy off on that Trump cult status. And so that's just where the Colorado Republican Party is right now. It is where the National Republican Party is. And we're just going to see how long this situation lasts.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Double haters.
Yeah.
What will they do? And are you one? And I certainly I found my way there legitimately watching these people in action. And you come to the point where you want neither one of them there. I watched that lineup of Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. Did you see the video from that? The three of them on stage. And they raised a ton of money.
And $25 million is what I read.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Right. It is.
Dick, thank you very much. Be safe.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you. All right. Lines are open, 303-696-1971. Interesting. How many of these guys were FBI plants? Would you get over that one? You've had your moment. And I don't know what that means. Peter, I have great respect for you. I've been listening to you since the 80s. However, comes the however, you're not getting the information you need. Have you listened to Michael Benn's interview, Tucker Carlson? Why? Trump's new Bible verse is MSRP $59.95. Next, you know who they hate and who they're for. It's unusual to hold your nose and vote action. It's beyond that. 303-696-1971 lines are open. It does get down to this, doesn't it? A double hater. Are you one? I include myself. I just can't tolerate either one of these two. And what are you going to do? And Trump has slipped further and further, and Joe has slipped further and further. Donald Trump selling Bibles. I really wanted to bring that up. What do you think of Donald Trump selling Bibles? And let's, you know, make America pray again, that hat. Back to the wall. I bet Wadhams longs for the days of W. I don't know. Next one. The deep state has been governing the country for years, and obviously the effing election was stolen, and you chumps don't get it. Okay, the election was not stolen. Ski season is in full swing. I skied this week. Snow's great in Winter Park. And you know what it means. It's Larson Ski and Sport. We were there on Wednesday and Thursday. And just new gear. The end of the season. And Easter generally one of the, you know, starts to go down from Easter when in ski areas. But if you come to the end, and there's always these great deals now. Skiers, snowboard gear, Larson Ski and Sport. If you're a renter, go in and rent demos, try demos, whatever you need. They'll make it work for you. The guys at Larson's, Paul and everybody, it's time to get to know you and get to know your family and match you with all the right brands so you can enjoy your time on the hill. Ski areas are still open, got a ton of snow. I think it snowed yesterday and the day before. Larson's is so convenient. You can stop on your way up the hill or stop on your way home. You're westbound on I-70. You get off on the Kipling exit. Westbound on I-70, you get off on the Kipling exit. You come down the ramp, make a left, and go underneath I-70, out through the tunnel. Look to your right, and you'll see the first big wooden box store. That's the Crab Shack. Next to it, the big wooden box store. That's Larson Ski and Sport. 7 days a week, John Marriott and the guys at Larson's, absolute experts in everything you need for winter sports. Stop in today and tell them I sent you. 7 days a week, Larson Ski and Sport, south of I-70 on Kipling. 303-423-0654, 303-423-0654, or larsonsport.com. Please, 7 days a week, do yourself a favor. To the wall, the election was stolen. That's why the Kraken made her deal, right? Because the election is stolen. The election wasn't stolen, and if you let that go, you're going to be a lot better off. What do you want to do here, Lou? You want a break? You want to keep rocking in the free world? 65. All right, we'll break and have more time. Let's take a break. Lines are jammed up. I'm Peter Boyles. This is Radio Free Denver, good old 710 KNUS. Saturday morning, everybody. Tomorrow is Easter, March 30th, 2024. I'm Peter Boyles. Lines are jammed, 710 KNUS. 65 will be the high. Tomorrow, 63, and Monday, 45 degrees. We're talking about, they're called, and again, it matches up perhaps to you, maybe not, but about double haters that don't want either one of these men elected. And this, again, is false, but I'll read it. You say you cannot tolerate either one, but you've also said 500 times when it comes to Biden or Trump, you're going to vote for Biden. That isn't true. I've never said that. All right, let's go to the phones. Scott in Littleton, thank you for waiting. You're on the show.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, speak up real loud, please.
Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think when you generalize Trump supporters as a cult, I think that's a lazy argument. What I'm really concerned about in general is the elections going forward. So what I know, here's a fact. There is a very good college wrestler named Nashawn Garrett. He was training for the Olympics in Arizona in prior to 2020, then moved out of state. There was confirmation that someone voted in his name. That is very easy to understand how that could happen if you don't have to show up at the polls and show your ID. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that it's very easy to cheat in an election. Now, whether there was enough fraud to overturn the election,
no.
The media did not look into that.
They most certainly did. I mean,
they did
look.
Not.
Look,
so how many
why
like
listen,
that?
My friend, listen carefully. I believe we should have one day, like the first Tuesday, like when I was a boy, and you went to the polls and you showed them ID. I believe we should go back to that or have 2 days of that. But in the same time, why did Fox News just have to pay Dominion $787 million? Why didn't the Fox attorneys go and get Mike Lindell, go and get any one of these people and bring them in and put them on the stand to show their evidence? And now apparently Marjorie Taylor Greene now has new evidence, or Carrie Lake has evidence, or Donald Trump's claim of evidence. Why didn't their law firms, which were the best First Amendment defenders probably in the country, why didn't they get on and get somebody you just mentioned and put them on the stand to prove the election was stolen?
I don't remember any court cases actually giving the plaintiffs a shot to
No, that was just the point of it. There were 63 attempts. I don't want to start down this road because it's a stupid thing to do, but ask yourself this question. Fox News paid $787.5 million in a settlement with Dominion. It's going to happen a couple more times before it's over. Now, if all of these people like Lindell and company, the people that apparently you read, say that this was stolen, why didn't Fox News's white stocking law firm, or firms, plural, Rupert Murdoch has money to burn. Why didn't they bring these people in and put them in the witness stand or put them in the chair and say, here's my evidence, and show it to a jury? You know what?
I didn't bring up Dominion, and I didn't say that it was stolen for sure. What I said was, no one can tell us an audit of how many of those Nashawn Garrett instances happened.
Come on, look.
We also know for a fact that in Wisconsin there was a sheriff's.
Listen to what you're doing. Look at what you're doing. Why weren't these people pulled into these trials? Why, when this has all taken place, you know, it's there's a line that's, and it comes from Middle East, and it says the dogs bark, but the caravan passes by. Look, this is done. Do yourself a favor. Let it go.
I am, but I have to get assurance that it's not going to happen again in 2024.
No, it wasn't stolen. The election wasn't stolen.
I didn't. It was. I said that there was a.
Well, you're alluding. You're hinting. You're alluding. And all I'm saying to you is, look, it didn't happen. And go back.
Just admit that it's easy to cheat, and then we have to fix how that could happen.
Well,
it's so easy to vote in someone else's.
All right.
I don't want that to happen.
I just told you. I would prefer.
But you're not doing anything about
me.
It.
What am I? Look, stop. I got a goofball Saturday morning 4-hour show, 5-hour show. It has nothing to do with me. I just said to you, I wish we could go back to how we voted when I was a boy, when I was a young man. We went on Tuesday. I went with my dad the first time. You showed him who you were. I wish we did that. But it's the ability to cheat. This was a pretty tight election, and it was a good one. I mean, I'm sorry. Take the last comment.
I'm just saying you don't know for sure how many instances there were.
All right.
You're making
Have a fine day. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. It's a ridiculous argument. Jay, you're on a radio show. Let's all begin with the election was stolen.
Bless, God bless you guys. I appreciate it. You know, this is ludicrous, is what's going on.
What's ludicrous that's going on?
Well, with the whole Trump thing, I mean, for God's sakes, we're God-fearing people. You know, I mean, all of us, you know. Well, not all of us, I shouldn't say that, but we all stand up for what is right and righteous. And that's what he's trying to do. Trump is,
who is
standing up for what is right and righteousness. And the other place, they want to just play with all their friends, but not stand up for us Americans. Now, that's what upsets us, or all me and all my family and friends, and whatever have you.
That's your circle. That's right.
So, yeah, so it just, but we aren't in control of any of that stuff. So where do we go? We have no position in any of this stuff. And even for him to stand up for God-fearing America, it's even on our buy, or even on our money, for God's sakes. But we stand up for what is good.
Well,
and
again,
they don't.
It's the relativeness of being. It is how you see it, and that's fine. But there are, and this is weighable, measurable, there are a percentage of people that are called double haters. They want neither one of these people. That's how the show started. But again, talk radio, no man, its master. So,
correct.
So you're a Trump supporter. Having said that, that's fine. There were Biden supporters that called the radio show, and that's fine as well.
I mean, that's free. Everybody, each to their own. But if you don't stand up for what is truth, loyalty, and honesty I mean, we got to support our own country. If we don't have a country, we're gone. And they don't. They're all out for their own. How would you say this? For their own money, their own interests.
Well,
they're not out for us humans. Yeah, all of us Americans.
I said earlier in the show, if career politicians are the problem, how can they be the answer?
And that's why I voted for Trump.
Good.
The first time I ever voted was for Trump because he was not a career politician.
Well, Donald Trump is an enigma. He's an interesting character. He is one of a kind in terms of, you know, Dwight Eisenhower was a general, five-star general, entered politics. He held no elected office prior to running for president. There aren't very many of them other than that. All of them have been career politicians.
Yes, but they make that job out of that. But they're hurting all of us civil.
Well,
how do you
once
call,
again,
what would you call
you,
us?
You can't,
just regular.
Well, just, you know, workaday folks. But you can't look at Joe Biden and say, well, here's the answer, because it isn't. And I can't see either side of this. And that's why I'm talking. When I see this demo and this new definition or this term double haters, I can relate to it. Some people can, some people can't. But
in a sense, but you could come help me out there with that.
Sure.
With your statement of that.
What would you like to know?
Double-siders. I mean, I don't understand that exactly.
Well, you're
demeanor of that conversation.
Well, I can do it pretty quick. You don't like Joe Biden. You don't like Donald Trump.
Well, if you don't stand for anything, you're
well,
gonna not, fall
that's
for
not
everything.
True either. I mean, look. You
no, that you, is true. If well, you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything.
No, well, I understand that's a hackneyed line. What I'm telling you is it doesn't apply here. I don't like either one of them. Now, if I, you know, that goes with truth. I don't want, and one of them is going to be president. Listen,
how do you think this is going to go down?
I don't, I mean, I don't know.
You need a tough guy. Okay, will you run?
Forget it. Talk to you later. Be safe. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks. Take
you
care.
Too. Be call. Good call. Nick, you're on the radio show. We're still in good shape. It's Saturday morning, 65 the high. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I would like to just throw out a couple of things that might put things in perspective. We've had 46 presidents. Three were great. Two were great, and one is almost great.
Who was three?
The obvious ones, Washington and Lincoln and Ronald Reagan.
Very good.
Now, well, right below that trio, if you want to call it that, you have maybe a half a dozen that were way above average. Eisenhower, Truman, the first Roosevelt, and a few others.
No, I like what you're saying. Like what you're saying.
Okay. And the rest, you got about 38 or 39 left, were at best average. And then you have about five or six were just purely awful.
Agreed.
And that's the history of this country in the last 250 years. You don't always get a Winston Churchill or a Ronald Reagan. I wish we could, but we don't. And people say, I don't like either one. Well, okay. Unfortunately, this is what we have to choose from.
And that's, everything you say is spot on. This is a very smart call. So,
and unfortunately, this is what we have to work with. A lot of people lament the fact that the system produced these two, but there's no such thing as a perfect system, unfortunately.
Well, but you're again, with respect, you're hedging it. What I'm saying to you is this is a real, true demo. They're called double haters, and they don't want either one of them, and I find myself in that block of people that I don't want either one of these people. And somebody's going to have to do something. I think, realistically, where you and I vote is Colorado. Colorado, for both times went into the into the blue column for Hillary, and it went in for Biden. It's going to go again for whomever the Democrat is, probably Biden. So,
right.
That's why this is an interesting conversation. How much reflection how much weight will what you and I do or say carry? I would love to see the country return to the Tuesday voting. Those kinds of things. But moments ago, you said, this is the choice. This is what we do. And I wish we could go back. I really do. But only because of the and this sounds crazy because I'm not religious, but it's a sacred right.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It truly is.
One of the reasons that we have a problem, first of all, I think we've reached the point in American history where we really need some fundamental reform. Number one,
yes.
Number one for me is term limits for everybody.
Yes.
Term limits for everybody, because the longer a politician stays in office, the greater the chance they're going to get corrupted. That's just simple math.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we need. The second thing we need to balance our budget before we completely spend ourselves into oblivion.
Agreed.
Because I guarantee you we cannot keep spending like we do, because one of these days reality is going to rear its ugly head and it's going to dictate what happens and what doesn't happen.
Agreed. Agreed. What I have a double that I would like to see. Term limits in public finance of elections.
Yes, absolutely.
And
because people keep talking about how money corrupts, yes, it does. But you need that's the one thing that I think the British system has that we need to adopt, and they have
time limits.
The elections can only they have term limits, and you can
they have time limits.
The elections,
you can only campaign
on everything.
Yes.
Yes.
And
you need to have public financing. Period.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I think. But now that it's fair game, I think it also has led to all kinds of foreign policy, horrible foreign policy mistakes when the multinational oil companies can underwrite whomever they care to. And I think Dick Cheney's living proof of how the outside money can control the inside action. But we've seen this so many times. And that's why, the great, and I came across this in my reading, that If career politicians, and I'm paraphrasing this, if career politicians are the problem, then career politicians can't be the answer.
It's exactly.
It's a quandary. I mean, your call's been smart, very smart call. So what do you do? What are you going to do?
Well, you have to start somewhere. And the somewhere for me is you really have to start using your circle of influence, if that's the right word, and start trying to convince people that they should learn a little bit about how our system works. You'd be surprised how many people have no clue what's going on, and they don't care.
But
that's the clue. They just don't care.
But I can tell you who the Broncos will – hopefully the Broncos will draft.
Yes, that's more important.
I know. No, it's
– World War III is around the corner.
No, and I once again, its importance. And I always say that day in and day out, 24/7, the most important story on the Front Range is the Denver Broncos.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yes, it is. Now, as far as this state is concerned, we've been a one party. We've been controlled by one party since 2005.
But remember why?
That's just a fact.
But remember why? The Republican Party
is useless.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's like
they're useless.
I say this, by the way. I mean, everything you said is, in my world, correct. It's prize fighting. Sometimes a fighter wins a fight. Sometimes the other guy will lose the fight. You know, and you know, the Buster Douglas fight in Tokyo, when Buster Douglas becomes the heavyweight champion of the world. Buster Douglas didn't win that fight. The fight was lost. The issues of going into the ring for Mike Tyson were overwhelming, physically, emotionally, mentally. He was not ready. And so he lost the fight. Buster Douglas no more won that fight, but he did. And that's what that's how I see it, is the Republican Party is Mike Tyson. And the Democrats.
Well, it really is hard to stomach, because generally speaking, the Republican Party has better answers to our problems, and yet we have such a bunch of bozos out
there. You go.
They can't get out of the way of their own shadow.
They will spend time cutting their own throats as opposed
exactly.
to. Very good call. Nice, thanks, Nick. Nice call, man. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
All right. Danny Kaplis' law firm. Danny believed to be, and I think it's legit, the only lawyer in Colorado history to win 5 straight multimillion-dollar jury verdicts, motor vehicle crash cases. Danny and his partners set, again, the largest truck crash jury verdict in Colorado history. The firm's history of 7- and 8-figure settlements and verdicts speak for themselves. They're a firm where good people from all walks of life, without regard of abilities to pay, receive the level of legal representation only the rich and powerful enjoy. Dan's my guy. The firm believes talks cheap, experience counts, results matter. We'd be happy to share with you its track record of outstanding jury verdicts, out-of-court settlements. I mentioned this all the time that, well, we had some issues in our family, and I can't tell you how good Danny was. The firm believes and says, you know, who you hire says lots about you to everyone involved. They suggest that you choose a law firm that shares your values. The firm believes in core values have been the foundation of historic successes for Dan, for his family, faith, integrity, hard work, dedication to righteous causes. He's the man. If you need his help, call 303-770-5551. 303-770-5551. Call him on the internet. It's Dan Kaplis, Kaplis, law.com. If you just have a question, 303-770-5551. Lou, it's all yours. We'll be right back. Morning, everybody. It's Saturday. I'm Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. Got the next 2 Saturdays off. Spring break. The oldest guy in the world going on spring break. 63 on Sunday. Tomorrow is Easter. Monday, the rain comes back. We have full line, 710 KNUS. David Ellis Jewelers. You've heard me talking about David. I saw David this week. Take your valuables to David Ellis Jewelers and get a fortune in cash. Secure appraisals from David on all the valuables you have tucked away at your home. And it's still true. I'll tell you what, let me share the same reasons to see David. Just in case you don't have a Rolex, rare coins, or a silver tea set. See David, all of your most meaningful gift-giving occasions, David Ellis Jewelers, the right items, the right prices, the special people that mean the most. Antique watches or emerald pendants, gold necklaces, diamond rings. The trusted jeweler, David's been buying precious metals and antiques here in Colorado for decades. Great these showcases with hundreds of new and used pieces your loved ones will treasure. He is my friend. David Ellis Jewelers, and see for yourself. Look for the black awning on the corner, 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek. Explore davidellisjewelry.com. Call my friend David, 303-322-8779. Tell him I sent you. There's got the black awning, 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, David Ellis Jewelers. Go back to the phones. We go to Joe. Joe's on line 2. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
Pete, I called about the Bible, but I wanted to say this. I agree with you and the previous caller with almost everything you just said. I want term limits. I think the Republican Party in Colorado has been a joke. You know, do I think that he was right about the handful of presidents? Yes, George Washington, Lincoln, Reagan. Here's where we disagree. Trump is the fourth one on the list. Here's why. Donald Trump is a disruptor. He is the Reagan and the Winston Churchill of our time. But now, let me make my point about the Bible. I bought the God Bless the USA Bible. In fact, I bought two of them and gave one to one of my best friends, a pastor. And I think it's a superior product. I bought it a year ago. Now, the fact that Donald Trump's licensing company endorses that Bible is great, fabulous. It's a superior product. It should be sold by someone. Thank God for President Trump. And let me just ask you this. If you find yourself on the opposite side of Trump, are you a God-fearing man?
There's not a lot I fear at this age. No, I'm not.
Well, that says everything.
I guess it does. Thanks for the time. Okay, we go to Don. Don, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, brother.
Happy weekend.
You too, man.
So, right out of the box, I'm going to just tell you, I voted for Trump. I'll vote for him again. I don't want to get into any of the stuff about the election.
Thank you.
What happened, any of that. What I do want to make a point of is that, in my opinion, there's such a high degree of ignorance in the American public in general, because they don't spend any time reading and reading pertinent information pertaining to the history of this country going back decades. The people that made
who do you read? Who's made the biggest impact on you as a reader?
Well, from a financial standpoint,
You said history. I've read the Griffin book too. That's a combo
history.
Book. That's good. No, I.
But it starts in the very beginning.
Yes.
It explains money, the Byzant. You know, I mean,
yes.
it goes back. So that was one that's really top of my line. You know, I'm all over the map with a lot
okay.
of stuff I read.
Fair enough.
So the stuff I'm really delving into right now is a lot of the different takes on the Kennedy assassination.
Okay, but that's real good.
But not so much even that is all the people that you never hear about that were involved.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever read Dr. Mary's Monkeys?
Sure. No, of course. I mean, those are...
How many people do you think have a clue?
Well, no, stop. But stop there.
What I just stated.
But stop there. I read it. I love to read. It's part of the job. But that's... Right now on Netflix, there is something called The Octopus Running. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. And it's I've read the story of this guy being murdered and everything. Actually, a friend of mine is a part of the – when they're in the final episode, they actually
murdered.
Speak to a friend of mine. Well, he was a reporter that was on to all these different parts of how foreign policy and domestic policy worked, and – he made tentacles, and he called it the octopus. And a lot of it made tremendous sense. My daughter got addicted to it. She said, we got to watch it. And I thought it was very good. It was on Netflix called The Octopus. You know, there's all these different theories of history. And Karl Marx had a theory. There's a theory called the great man theory. There's the theory of conspiracy theories. There's technology theories. That history isn't this thing that just exists. It exists for, you know, purposeful parts of it. And the fact that you read that book, then you know, when I was an undergrad, I had this wonderful instructor, Brooks Van Everen, and I would read one book, and then Van Everen would say, "Now read this book." Now, and then you're pretty much, you start reading, after you've read five or six or seven books, then you start to make up your own mind. And it was true for me for The Little Bighorn was another one, or The Atomic Bomb Being Dropped, or those kinds of things. And you find yourself oftentimes reading one guy who opposes another guy. You know, one historian says this, one historian says that. And you try and, you know, fathom your way through that. But
well, one of my points, Peter, I'm trying to make on this is that going back and reading this stuff and reading some of the newer stuff and some older stuff, and then people trying to think they're going to correct what's going on in our country today. You have to look back at how we got here.
Yes, I agree.
To realize you're not going to do it. You know, it's like when did the Republican Party take a nosedive? When they shunned Tom Tancredo.
The Republican Party and what happened in the state of Colorado is what we used to call a cry and shame. It's horrible. And you can't even get around how horrible it is. It's almost like the generation has to die off. You bring in a new generation.
That could happen.
I agree with you. But, you know, what happened to Tommy T?
I asked Don Yettenberg when he was running how we had that Mays fiasco. Well, the Republicans had this charter that if you have somebody and you can't reverse.
No.
Bull crap. Why would you have such a thing? And if so, why don't you change it immediately? This guy was no good. You had a proven quantity in Tom Tancredo. And, you know, a lot of people didn't like the fact that he had a solution to deal with what was becoming a huge problem. But
they were, look, they were like, I
overrun.
You know, he's one of my closest friends. I've been to his house for dinner. He's been to my house for dinner.
How's he doing?
I talked to him. He's fine. He went through some medical stuff, and he's fine.
Yeah, I know. I didn't hear anything.
He's Tommy T. You know, it's not going to change. Yeah. And I love him dearly. We usually speak once every couple, three weeks. There's an inner circle of friends. Yeah. Frank DeAngelis, who was the principal at Columbine. Gary DeFrance, who ran Winter Park, and Tommy. They're all Italian ethnic kids from North Denver. They got me. And we go to lunch. We go to lunch like once every couple of months. We, you know, the four of us go to lunch, and, you know, and they tell stories about growing up. And we take tours, you know, where I saw where Frank grew up and where Tommy grew up and where Gary grew up. And it's like I know their neighborhood now. And how they grew up, and they're all successful guys. But Tommy, he's a one of a kind. You know, he spent
a little time in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. And Tommy really, Tom's gone. Yeah, many times.
Have you spent much time studying Islam?
Oh, sure.
I've got some new neighbors here in my complex.
Do it quick, because we're going to run out of time in the hour. Do it quick.
And it's always interesting to hear the different takes. Listen, brother, have a great
you
weekend.
You too, man. You too.
Do your thing. I'll catch you.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, everybody. Hold on. 710 KNUS. Now, I opened the door this morning at 9 o'clock on the dubbing of people called double haters who might decide the 2024 election. And they double down. They don't like Joe Biden. They don't like Donald Trump. I certainly find myself in that school, voters who are dissatisfied with both Trump and Biden, and they make up roughly one-fifth of the electorate. So now what's good? 303-696-1971. Trump selling Bibles. We're talking about that. Tomorrow's Easter. And I'm off for the next two Saturdays and spring break. So 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Lou, you ready? Let's pull the pin.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.